This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. At their annual conference in Washington this week, the nation's bishops have been issuing a series of social and political position papers. They have criticized Republican welfare proposals, which would reduce projected benefits for the poor, and they've stated their opposition to cuts in the earned income tax credit for low-income working families. The newly elected president of the National Council of Bishops, Cleveland Bishop Anthony Pilla, says the church must continue to be a voice for the poor. The bishops conclude their meeting tomorrow. One issue that has divided the church in recent years is homosexuality. While some religions condemn homosexuality outright, others are trying to find ways to be more welcoming. One Episcopal bishop is facing a heresy trial for ordaining an openly gay man. In the Catholic Church, one bishop's personal experience has provided hope for gay Catholics and their families. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
More than 200 people turned out last night to honor Roman Catholic Bishop Thomas Gumbleton of Detroit for his work on behalf of gay and lesbian Catholics. They came to the same Washington Hotel where 300 Catholic bishops are holding their annual conference, but only 9 of them attended the event honoring Bishop Gumbleton. Even that small number was viewed as progress by the members of New Ways Ministry, which sponsored the ceremony. Founded in the 1970s, New Ways Ministry is an organization that works with gay Catholics. Back then, says co-founder Father Robert Nugent, the church's position on homosexuality was condemnation and silence. The silence, says Father Nugent, caused serious problems for many gay Catholics.
Discrimination runs from violence on one end to silence on the other, that if you don't talk about a reality, it doesn't exist. And many gay and lesbian Catholics felt that, again, they had no place in the church, they had no existence, because they never heard their reality named.
The church, says Father Nugent, has softened its position on homosexuality over the years, acknowledging it is wrong to discriminate against gays. But the Vatican still teaches that homosexuality is a disorder and that gay Catholics should remain celibate. The relationship between the official church and gay Catholics is uneasy at best, which is why Bishop Gumbleton's story is so important to gay Catholics and their families, because his understanding of the issue has come through his relationship with his own brother, Dan Gumbleton, a gay man who had his own problems reconciling his homosexuality with his religious upbringing.
Having this background, I mean, it was very confusing because you were desiring something that was, you believed was inherently evil. You were attracted to something that you thought was wrong. And it was a very, very difficult thing. You could not talk to anybody about this, so you drifted away and you found your support elsewhere.
Dan Gumbleton says he got married because he thought that would take care of the problem for him, but it didn't. And after more than 15 years of marriage and 4 children, he came out of the closet. He wrote a letter to his mother and 8 brothers and sisters, including the bishop. Bishop Gumbleton says his brother's experience forced him to face his own feelings about homosexuality.
Well, it makes you stop and think, well, I've known this person for many years. I thought highly of this person. Now this person says I'm gay. Well, am I going to change my thinking? No, of course not. That's the same person that I knew the day before. And so as you have that experience and you have to react to it, well, it begins to change your whole attitude.
Bishop Gumbleton says the person who had the hardest time dealing with Dan's homosexuality was their mother.
I could tell she was very concerned because she asked me a question about what's going to happen to Dan. Is he going to go to hell? And so she obviously had been very troubled by the church's teaching that this was objectively evil and so on. And yet she knew she couldn't reject him. And I was able to say to her very honestly that God doesn't send somebody to hell because of the way God has made them. And that's what I shared with her, and that gave her a real sense of peacefulness.
Because of his family's experience, Bishop Gumbleton began talking openly about gays in the church, reaching out especially to the parents of gay Catholics. Although the bishop says he is confident he has never violated church doctrine, there are those who worry that his openness will ultimately put him in conflict with the Vatican, which is already investigating the founders of New Ways Ministry. Dan Gumbleton says he feels enormously proud of the position his brother has taken.
I took a risk, and I value the risk that he is taking, because he is taking a very great risk. And he didn't have to, you know. And I think he could have been very supportive and yet very quiet. And I think his stepping out and saying the things that he says is an extremely courageous And to me, that's as much more about following the concepts of Christ than so many other things. And that's really great courage.
The parents of gay Catholics say they often feel isolated and ignored in a church that does not fully accept their children. So Bishop Gumbleton's willingness to talk about these issues provides them with a sense of relief and hope. Mary Kilbride of the Catholic Parents Network.
He's told his story. He's gone through the same thing that we've gone through. He's had to struggle to learn, to accept, to understand his brother. And this is very important. This is very meaningful. This is very profound.
Because it involves his own personal
struggle. Because it's his own personal struggle. And the struggle of his mother as a very elderly woman in her 80s coming to terms with this. Mm-hmm. So we as families, are very moved and very touched by that experience.
Mary Kilbride says her own 29-year-old son, who she says was once a devout Catholic, has now left the church because he does not feel welcome there. Similarly, Bishop Gumbleton's brother Dan is no longer a practicing Catholic.
I don't go to church, but it certainly doesn't mean that I still don't hold all those beliefs and the religious principles. It's that in a lot of ways I still haven't found a real place for me.
I just wonder how you're reacting to that, to hear him say that he still hasn't been able to find a place that he feels welcome in the church.
Yeah. Well, obviously I feel very disappointed, but I do not blame Dan for that. I feel it's because the church has not provided that openness that we need to provide. And when people have been alienated like that, it's very difficult for them to make their way back unless there's an outreach to them. And that's why I feel it's important for us to be doing what we're doing through New Ways Ministry, so we can sort of publicly say, yes, we are trying to reach out. We want to make the church open for you.
The Catholic Church in this country is beginning to break its silence on homosexuality. The U.S. Catholic Conference is starting to work on a pastoral letter that will address the need to provide ministry to the families of gay and lesbian Catholics. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington.